Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL Podcast with Dan Hansis and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm just thankful for it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
You're listening to Westwood One Sports on WJZ Baltimore, WJZ HD3 Catonsville Baltimore, and W285 EJ White Marsh.
An Odyssey station.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
It's time to laugh, to win, and to live the thrill of the action.
Hey, baby, let's go out there like a bunch of crazy dogs. What the hell's going on out here?
No idea what's going on, but I am excited.
Every pick, every play, every game-changing moment. This is You Better You Bet, brought to you by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
And it is a great day to be alive on Westwood One Sports. Oh, yeah. Summertime is here. We got people running around like maniacs, drinking their faces off, doing who knows what else, celebrating championships, or like I did with friends as we went out of town this past weekend, just celebrating the fact that, well, why the hell not celebrate? In New York, in Raleigh, celebrations will be had later this week. A New York Knicks parade through the Canyon of Champions going to happen on Thursday. In Raleigh on Saturday, the Carolina Hurricanes will continue what I'm sure has already started, a days-long, if not weeks-long, binge where you eat anything you can find out of the top of the Stanley Cup and drink many things out of it as well. Got the World Cup going on, some surprise draws. Sister kissing. Nobody likes it. We've got baseball in the thick of things as we've pushed beyond Memorial Day and, like I said, well into the summer. We got the College World Series. We got the NBA draft a week away. And we've got guys deciding to pull the plug on their efforts to continue fighting the law, even though the law seemed to be on their side. We'll break it all down. There's a lot to get to. Chris Mack in for Nick Kostos today here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM, live on Westwood One Sports. Inside the Westwood One Sports app, take it with you. You can also find us on the Odyssey app as well, AUDACY, and we are live across North America on Sirius XM channel 375. A lot of page turning today. And I don't mean necessarily in how you get caught up in a good book. Does anyone actually read books with real pages anymore? I realize I have some on the shelf behind me here, which you can see if you're watching the stream on YouTube, youtube.com/@thekostos, T-H-E-K-O-S-T-O-S, still live there. Checking out your comments in the chat, even though Nick is off. I realize there is a shelf full of books behind me, and I've read, I'd say probably 90% of those books and actually turned the pages. But does anybody do that anymore? Does everybody have like the ebook, the audio book? Nobody really turns pages of a good book anymore, do they? I don't know. We'll be turning a different page as we go from the end of some seasons to the beginning of others. As in the end of the NBA season into the off season, which is now firmly underway. Brian Geltziler of SiriusXM NBA Radio is going to join us in about an hour and 20 minutes, right around 10:25 a.m. Eastern, 7:25 Pacific, to talk about a lot of different things. Both the draft, which I mentioned, is a week away, but also the Giannis Antetokounmpo sweepstakes. Sounds like things may be down to a couple of teams. And it's now up to Giannis where he wants to go. Is it Miami? Is it Boston? Is there another team that may be involved? We'll get it all from Geltz, like I said, in a little bit more than an hour and 20 minutes from now. In the third and final hour, the power hour here on You Better You Bet, we will start to turn the page from the end of the NHL season to the off season with the draft, with free agency all right out there on the horizon and everyone trying to figure out what Carolina did right and whether they can do it. We'll talk to Dennis Bernstein of SiriusXM NHL Radio and the Fourth Period. That coming up around 11:20 Eastern, 8:20 Pacific. Also, the U.S. Open is this weekend at Shinnecock. So Jason Sobel will join us for a comprehensive preview of that at the top of the next hour, 10 Eastern, 7 Pacific. Jason of SiriusXM PGA Tour Radio and CBS Sports HQ, as well as BetMGM. What exactly are we looking for at Shinnecock? We know it's going to play fast, especially on the greens. We know how much the wind can impact things. Who do we like? Who should we keep an eye on? All of that with Jason at the top of the hour. But the five biggest stories of the day, I like to get them to you right off the top of the show so you know exactly what the lay of the land is as we get started here on You Better You Bet. It's time for the high five.
Five. A Big 12 federal filing on Monday morning, with which the league basically asked federal judge for the authority to invoke its own rules. The Big 12 made very clear today in a statement by its board that they felt like athletes who bet on college sports on their own team should not be able to play college sports.
Pete Thamel on ESPN yesterday, I believe that was last night I saw, as he was explaining the next turn, maybe the final turn in the Brendan Sorsby saga, as it sounds like he'll now apply for the NFL's supplemental draft. We can get into the mechanics of that and how it works a little bit later, because it's not a draft in the traditional sense that you're thinking of. We'll get to that. By the way, just 12 more Sundays without football. Just 12 more Sundays without NFL football. So we are inching ever closer to being back. Brendan Sorsby, though, will not be back in Lubbock, will not be back at Texas Tech. He never really, I mean, he officially was, but never played a game for them. Sorsby will get to keep some of the NIL money that he got in Lubbock. And Texas Tech, for what it's worth, continues, they say, to support him in this journey. But the journey will take him to the NFL now, because nobody wanted to be the adult in the room. That's what this boils down to. The NCAA, they didn't want to be the adults in the room. Judges, both of the federal and state variety, didn't want to be the adults in the room. No one wanted to be that parent who tells the teenager, hey, Billy, or in this case, Brendan, you can't do that and not face consequences. And look, I understand his personal life. He may be facing consequences, and I do have empathy for those struggling with some sort of addiction, of any kind of addiction. I do. But let's be honest. Addicts make mistakes. And when you make mistakes, you have to pay the consequences for those mistakes. And this all boiled down to nobody, up until the Big 12, tried putting their foot down. Like, they didn't stomp it down on the floor. The Big 12 just lightly placed their foot on the floor, loudly enough that you wouldn't even hear it if you were downstairs. Like, okay, our foot's on the floor now. The Big 12 did that. And ADs around the Big 12 said, and deans and boards of regents and whatever other people with important titles said, yeah, we're not going to let this happen easily. If we got to keep going back to court over and over and over again, we'll do it. We'll do whatever it takes so that somebody finally has to be the adult in the room. And Brendan Sorsby finally read that room and said, okay, yeah, you know what? My deadline for entering the NFL supplemental draft is next week. I should probably make sure I get that done. And who knows how long these legal battles are going to continue to drag out. So let's just go pro. Let's do it. Let's enter the NFL supplemental draft. And in just a couple minutes, we will, like I said, get into what that looks like for the NFL teams. But from the college side of things, once again, we live in the wild, wild west where nobody wants to be the sheriff. Nobody wants to be the parent that puts their foot down. Look, I will be honest and say, as the father of a pair of teenagers, okay, I know these boyish good looks. How could I possibly have two teenagers? But as the father of a pair of teenagers, sometimes I gotta be the bad cop. I gotta be the mean dad. I gotta tell my kids, no, you can't. And the NCAA, they didn't want to tell Brendan Sorsby or Texas Tech, no, you can't. Federal and state judges didn't want to say, no, you can't. And the Big 12 finally kind of came around in a way to say, well, we'd really prefer it if you didn't. So it wasn't quite, no, you can't. But finally, Brendan Sorsby and I imagine his people read the room and said, okay, no, we can't. Because if eventually someone really does rule against us in this thing and it's late July, we're screwed. Sorry, kid, you're going to be stuck playing 8 weeks of football in Manitoba or somewhere else or trying to stay in shape for next year's draft. Let's just do it now. Let's rip the Band-Aid off. Let's pay the consequences, whatever they may be, and see how it goes. And so Sorsby will enter the supplemental draft. And again, we'll get to the mechanics of that in just a couple of minutes. But this all could have been avoided, or at least could have happened a whole lot earlier had someone put their foot down and been the adult in the room earlier. Once again, the NCAA, they don't know how to do that. Next.
Four.
He's correct. He did it! 13th cycle in franchise history. It's courtesy of Pete Crow Armstrong.
From Marquee Sportsnet, Pete Crow Armstrong with a cycle for the Cubs last night at Wrigley. They won the game, but he was immediately picked off. I mean, is that not the story of Pete Crow Armstrong's year in the Chicago Cubs year? A good thing happens. What do they have, 9 walk-offs now this year? 3 more than anybody else in Major League Baseball. I think most of them at home. If they win, they make it dramatic. Give the Cubs that. But they lose and win in just about a 50-50 ratio. They're 3 games over 500, which, let's be honest, in the National League, you have to, I guess, look at it and say, okay, 50%, that's good. 50% is good. 500 ball, good. Better if you're in the American League. In the National League, it's not going to be good enough. Although they do sit in a tie for the final wild card spot. That is the story of the Cubs season and Pete Crow Armstrong season. In a nutshell, it is good thing after good thing, and then bang, bad thing happens. But again, the Cubs did win the game, and it's the first cycle of the year in Major League Baseball in 2026. Next.
Three.
Hagen banks 3-2. Rodriguez. Well struck right field. See ya. Who is hotter in the world than Adrian Rodriguez?
Another cycle. Adrian Rodriguez, sophomore shortstop for Texas, hitting for the cycle yesterday, going 5-for-5 in Omaha with 7 RBIs. 7 ribbies in a 14-2 elimination for the Longhorns of Alabama. And while that is incredible, the best part of the College World Series is the fact that things are celebrated, okay? Now, we've become much more accustomed to celebrations in Major League Baseball, right? Like, we don't mind the occasional bat flip from time to time these days. We don't mind the occasional backwards trot down the third baseline after you hit a walk-off homer. We don't mind that stuff anymore. But college baseball is somewhere between Major League Ball and Savannah Bananas on that celebration, have fun with it scale. Like, you see guys in the Oklahoma dugout last night. They have this big synchronized clap right before the first pitch of the game. You see them have fun with the game. And the College World Series is fun, man. From the Jell-O shot competition to the teams that you wouldn't ordinarily expect to be there, two of whom meet for a second time this afternoon, West Virginia and Troy, in an elimination game. It's a double elimination day at the College World Series in Omaha. The nightcap, they could score 36 runs in that game between Georgia and Texas tonight. Seriously, the total's 14.5, and I'm still going over, baby. That's the beauty of the College World Series and college baseball in general, is that it exists in that world between Major League Baseball, where, well, okay, yeah, celebrations are cool, but let's just not get too nuts, and like Little League Baseball, where you're totally cool watching a kid do cartwheels down the third baseline because they're kids. It's right there in that happy middle of baseball's still fun. And that's why I love the College World Series. And like I said, two more elimination games later today. Next.
Two. Peterson spins it off the glass and in. Darren Peterson showing some explosiveness.
Yes, no question about it. Drives to the basket, great finish. Keep in mind that when he's on the court this season, he accounts for 38% of Kansas's shot.
John Chombi and Fran Fraschilla on ESPN. That was way back in January. I think it was early January. Two of Darren Peterson's season high 32 in a 104-100 OT win against TCU. And Darren Peterson, who I think most analysts agree is one of the two or three best players in what is already viewed as a pretty legendary draft. It's hard to rank those kind of things before the guys even play a minute on an NBA floor, but it's looked at as one of the better drafts in recent memory. And Darren Peterson is looked at as one of the better players in that draft, if not the best, according to some people, including Darren Peterson, which is why I realized when I asked the rhetorical question about Darren Peterson, who the hell do you think you are, not meeting or working out with anybody aside from the first overall Washington Wizards, that his answer would probably be legitimately and straight-faced, I'm Darren Peterson. Like Rick James on the Chappelle Show skit years ago. I'm Darren Peterson. He thinks he is, and enough people have told him that he is the number one overall pick in this year's draft. And so why should I meet with or talk to anybody else? But here's my question. After a year of managing his own minutes at Kansas, and we remember how much we talked about that, right? In January, most of February. That after a year of managing his own minutes, Darren Peterson is now trying to manage where he ends up. The Wizards have the first choice, Darren. Okay? So if they want to take you, that's all well and good. They'll take you. But they also may take A.J. DeBonsa. And that means you may have to go to Utah, second overall. And maybe you're not excited about going to Utah and you want to try to force your way out of there. Well, if I don't meet with anybody else, maybe I drop past the Jazz and I end up in Memphis. Maybe that's slightly better for me than going to Utah. Whatever it may be, Darren Peterson is once again trying to control the situation, dictate his own terms. And if I'm a team looking to draft near the top of the draft, I can't question how talented Darren Peterson is. I think that part's unquestionable. What is questionable is whether he's ever going to stop acting like a prima donna who gets to call his own shots, who gets to call his own minutes, call his own number. You're still Darren Peterson, and that's very good, but you're not great enough yet to where you get to dictate the terms like that. Next.
One.
113 yards, a lost fumble, and a pick. He'll take another shot, and this one's on the money to Cyrus Allen. Allen off to the races. Touchdown, Cincinnati. An 88-yard catch and run for a huge Bearcat score.
Dave Pasch on ESPN. A Brendan Sorsby 88-yard touchdown pass to Cyrus Allen against Utah. That was one of just two scores by Cincinnati in that game, though. The other one was a Sorsby running touchdown from, I want to say, like 20, 25 yards out, maybe longer than that. Sorsby's talented. And this is the part that I think, as we start to turn the page and finally put the failings of the NCAA and college administrators behind us and start to look ahead to what it may mean for NFL teams who have an opportunity to draft Sorsby, I think this is what we have to look at and ask ourselves, what is Brendan Sorsby worth? Because teams are going to get, and this, these are the mechanics of this NFL supplemental draft. All the teams with six wins or fewer last year will go into a lottery, a weighted lottery, where the Raiders would have the most lottery balls, and then all the way down to the final team with six wins, which would be, hold on, I want to make sure I have this right. I don't have it in front of me right now. There are 10 or 12 teams in that lottery. And they'll each get to bid on Brendan Sorsby effectively, saying, okay, well, I'd give up a second-round pick, or I'd give up a third-round pick. And whoever gives up the best pick will get Brendan Sorsby. If none of those teams decide to bid on Brendan Sorsby, then it goes to the next group of teams. Teams that didn't go to the playoffs but won more than six games. And then we do it again, and it goes through. Everybody gets to bid. What is Brendan Sorsby worth? Is he worth giving up a second-round pick in next year's draft, which may be better as far as quarterbacks go than this year's draft? Although we've seen how our evaluation of quarterback drafts has gone 10 to 12 months out. Didn't go well last year. So are you willing to give up a second-round pick in next year's draft for Brendan Sorsby now? Are you willing to weigh whether the NFL takes any sort of supplemental discipline against him? Last time a quarterback was taken in the supplemental draft, that happened, Terrell Pryor, way back when. And it was for much less than what Brendan Sorsby has been guilty of doing. So what does it look like? What is Brendan Sorsby? I can't, even as a guy who's a fan of a team that will be looking for a quarterback next year. Yes, I'm a Steelers fan, and Aaron Rodgers has got just this final year left in him. And then it's Will Howard or Drew Aller or maybe Brendan Sorsby. I don't know if I'd give up more than a third-round pick for that, because when I go back and look at Sorsby, there were a couple weeks last year where he was not good. He knows how talented he is. He knows his arm strength. He knows his athletic abilities, and hasn't yet caught up in judgment speed to physical athletic ability speed. Questionable judgment. Imagine that coming from Sorsby. And I think that's what will keep Brendan Sorsby from someone spending more than, say, a third-round pick on him in this supplemental draft. But the mechanics of it and how it all works, for the first time in 5 years, I think, we'll have a supplemental draft. For the first time in 7 years, I imagine someone will actually take the player available in this supplemental draft. It's going to be fascinating to watch. And a little bit later, right around 11 Eastern, 8 Pacific here on You Better You Bet, I just want to take a spin around the room and talk to everybody. Tyler, Kenny, Bill, myself, we'll hash it out. What is Brendan Sorsby worth? What do you think teams should be willing to give up for him? Between now and then, Brian Geltzeiler on the end of the NBA season, the beginning of the offseason, the Giannis sweepstakes, Darren Peterson, the draft, all of it. Top of the hour, Jason Sobel to talk about the U.S. Open getting started in just a couple of days out at Shinnecock. But coming up next, can we please, next time, just get some adults in the room? More on Sorsby entering the supplemental draft next here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
The Hurricanes are Stanley Cup champions. For the second time in franchise history, Lord Stanley's Cup will call Carolina home. Congrats, Canes fans. Westwood One Sports.
Indeed presents hires you can't afford to get wrong, like a hospitality manager at a five-star hotel.
So I just checked into room 318, but someone was in there.
Room 318. Oh, you were supposed to be booked in 813, which is now booked.
So what do we do?
How about rock, paper, scissors for who gets the bid?
This is a job for sponsored jobs.
This is what happens when you don't sponsor your job on Indeed. Next time, get matched with quality candidates with Indeed sponsored jobs. Visit Indeed.com/hire now and sponsor your job today.
There's enough needless nonsense in the world already. Your phone plan shouldn't add to it. Verizon's new Simplicity plan cuts down on the nonsense in your life. Now there's just one plan, one price, $30 a line per month, even for a single line. And everyone gets our best 5G network. It's a phone plan designed to do exactly what a phone plan is supposed to do. Isn't that a lot simpler? Switch today at Verizon.com or at your nearest store. For new customers, $30 per line includes auto pay and switch discount. Additional taxes, fees, and terms apply. Unlimited data is restricted to on-device smartphone usage. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds.
I love days like these at the pool, but my moderate to severe plaque psoriasis can sometimes take me out of the moment. I'm ready to make a splash with clearer skin thanks to Skyrizi, Risankizumab Riza. Skyrizi is a prescription-only injection for adults who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy. At 4 months, most people saw 90% clearer skin when measured from head to toe, and many were even 100% plaque-free. People also saw significant improvement in psoriasis symptoms of pain, redness, itching, and burning.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions, increased infections, or lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor about any flu-like symptoms or vaccines.
Now there's nothing on my skin, thanks to Skyrizi. And that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi, the number one dermatologist-prescribed biologic in psoriasis. Visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
For years, Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Through deeply reported, narrative-driven stories, we're digging into the myths, scandals, and power structures that still shape the South, and in a lot of ways, the country itself. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, an Odyssey podcast, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.